So I'm curious, Ray, whether the topic has come up of stopping treatment at any given point. And I don't know what your experience is in general in your practice. I'm sure you're using checkpoint inhibitors in all kinds of situations. You maybe have other patients who've done well like this one. Has the topic come up with this man?
It has, it has. And so he is about 16 months out from his disease. And his disease was extremely bulky when he first met me, and he was extremely symptomatic. And now he's completely asymptomatic. And he's really adverse to chemotherapy, or averse to treatments per se. He's not balking at all about the pembrolizumab because he's turned his life completely around. But we've talked about it, and I really am taking the data from melanoma, and I told him if he's doing well at 2 years, we could consider stopping the medications and just watching him closely.
What type of work is he doing, and what's his lifestyle?
I know he owns houses for a living, and he has a lot of rental properties. I don't think he does any other work besides that at this point.
Does he have a family? Does he come in with anybody? Was anybody there today?
Oh, he always comes in with his wife.
Interesting. Curious, Ben, what your approach has been in terms of the question of stopping therapy. There was some data, I think, a couple of years ago suggesting maybe longer is better. What do you think about that?
We had data, this was presented by David Spiegel, looking at 1 year versus continuation. And it seemed like patients who continued beyond 1 year with single agent nivolumab did better than patients who stopped after 1 year. Then this trial was a little bit flawed, and I don't know if it answered the question definitively. At least in the second line, many of the trials stopped after 2 years, single agent immunotherapy after 2 years. And I think, again, this is an individualized treatment decision where we really need to talk to patients. We need to look at how much response we're really seeing and what the toxicities are. I do have a conversation with patients after 2 years. I think that's an appropriate time to say, look, you're doing well. This comes down, I think, to patient motivation and region where you're practicing. Most of my patients are very motivated, want to stay on, have been encouraged by the results, and I have no problem. But for others who want to travel, spend time with their family, I'm okay giving either a treatment holiday or stopping altogether and watching. This is where we get to, as Ray and I talked about this morning, the art of medicine rather than the science of it.
It is interesting. I mean, he did have a high PD-L1 level, but it is also stated, and I'm curious, Ben, whether even if you correct for PD-L1 level, do smokers have more response to checkpoint inhibitors?
You know, one of the first enrichment factors that we found out about this story of immunotherapy, a clinical enrichment factor, is that patients who smoked the most were the ones who had the largest benefit. And there's a lot of reasons for that. They have more somatic mutations and more probably higher neoantigen load that makes the immune system able to recognize these cancers. I think we do know that in data that was presented last year at ASCO, that never smokers who have a high PD-L1 do as well as smokers with high PD-L1. So it's a small data set. I don't think it's been published yet. As Ray and I were talking about this morning, there's still some questions rummaging around in our field about whether never smokers really respond as well as smokers do, even if you adjust for the biomarker. And I think this is something that we still need to look at, but certainly something that we discussed this morning after we saw this patient.